course, we say that every year. You know, if you're a CIO, you have these reductions in headcounts and budgets and administration changes across the agencies, and yet you still have to run the day-to-day government business. So what's really different? Well, the public wants more than ever. They want access now to all this data and government services anytime, anywhere, and on any mobile device. And so the agencies aren't ready for this, and nor do they have the money to provide the data, tools, and the access. So, you know, with the digital data doubling every 2 years and a recent study talking about it increasing 50-fold by 2020, the big challenge for business and particularly government is how do they manage all these unique records and retention? So think about this from an agency CIO challenge here. The cost to store the data, they're trying to reduce their budgets. Now they've got to buy more hardware. They got to buy simplified tools that make it easier to find this data. The data integrity increases, and performance is a challenge, plus security. So the agency CIOs that I talk to say this is a no-win situation. They've inherited a growth expense that no one appreciates, and it's going to get worse. So, but what's really going to come out of all this is going to be a regular headline in 2013, but by the end of the year, what we're going to see is the convergence of big data, the unstructured and the structured data, and the tools that make this pretty simple to do.
The thing that you mentioned there that I think is maybe the most difficult is the hygiene. You referred to it as integrity, but it's the old garbage in, garbage out thing. And if we don't know for sure that the data that we're parsing is really accurate, then the whole idea of big data is kind of moot, isn't it?
Yeah, and across the government agencies, they have a single source issue, you know, and they've had this for years, and most people don't want to deal with it because it's a lot of work to go back and figure out what is the correct data, put the edits in place, and get rid of the duplication.
The second item on your list of the top three for 2013 is BYOD hits the wall. And this is a sentiment that people are starting to express very quietly, not quite as vocally as you're expressing it yet. But I'm starting to hear a little bit more of an underlying buzz about the idea of BYOD maybe not being the big exciting idea that people thought it was going to be.
Well, one of the things, Francis, is Agilex is a mobile supplier for a lot of federal agencies, and BYOD has become, it's sort of positioned as the holy grail for enterprise mobility. I mean, workers can eliminate their multiple devices, and agencies can reduce their spending on devices for the workers. In fact, Roger Baker predicted in one of his reports that his last acquisition of equipment might be his last. That he buys at VA, he might let the employees bring their own. So across government, provisioning BYOD it's viewed as almost a litmus test to see if the IT organization can deliver the infrastructure and the support to make it happen. So it's a pretty high profile project in most agencies. But what we're finding in all of this is it's not the technology hurdles. They're not that difficult. It's the policy implications that outweigh the technical challenges. Because here's an example. Use policies, they don't distinguish between ownership. Once you access your BYOD device to a government network or a government data store with a device and you bring down data, now you're subject to the same restrictions as a government-owned device. So there's some real challenges here. I mean, the need to retain content and then even discovery of your device and restrictions against inappropriate use. So where do you draw the line between personal and government? So for me, it's net is IT is really, they're partially ready to move on this in several of the agencies, but this is really gonna, in 2013, focus in the legal and human resources areas. But I expect that they'll solve that problem a year from now, and then we'll start to see this happening.
Bob Otto is with Agilex, a former CIO at the Postal Service. The third item on your top three for 2013 list is Health IT prepares for liftoff. Is this finally going to be the year, do you think, Bob, where Health IT, digital records and electronic records and so on, finally gets some traction?
Yes, I do. I really think that everything's been building up to this year. And Francis, you know, quite frankly, this isn't my personal area of expertise, but the size and scope of this really made this impossible for me to just ignore this. I mean, if I push the politics aside and all this, I was reading a Time magazine's Michael Grunwald's book on Obama's stimulus and what impact it's going to have, and he was saying it was as big a legacy as FDR's New Deal. And you know, I look at this from, so where did we invest money? We invested $20 billion in digitizing the American healthcare systems. So we're starting to see the benefits of that trickling in. And as you know, doctors and hospitals are paid to adopt and use the electronic health record system, with, you know, interoperability being a key requirement. So, you know, today we're reaching a critical mass in terms of adoption in these, with these people. And what we're seeing here, depending on the criteria, is you're looking at a doubling of the adoption over the past 4 years. So what's that going to do for us? Well, we're sort of at a ground zero for transforming healthcare. With this technology in place, we can start to improve the safety and efficiency and effectiveness of healthcare. So two areas you might see the immediate impact, collaboration and analytics. So in collaboration, what you're seeing is the healthcare's, there were sort of, healthcare organizations were sort of siloed. And, you know, this led to a lot of inefficiencies. What we're going to see is companies providing information and collaborating together to save money. I mean, for an example here, Agilex is working on a program for the VA that provides caregivers iPads to collaborate with their physicians, and they can remotely work with patient care. So it's pretty cool stuff. On the analytics side, you can start to look at digitizing the health records and applying the analytics to look for things like safety, maybe a dangerous drug interaction, or fighting fraud, waste, and abuse, spotting, let's say, suspicious transactions, etc. But, you know, bottom line here, I mean, the government's been leading this, specifically the VA and the military. They've been leaders in trying to share records, this electronic health record, back and forth. So I really think you're going to see across government here more and more results that are positive about we're sharing stuff, we're being more efficient, we are saving some money, and it's going to take off in 2013, and I think it's going to be really good.